Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of legal news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Q&A with Julie Baird, President of First American Exchange Company. Julie Baird, President of First American Exchange Company, is a leader in the CRE industry, advocating for female voices and utilizing 1031 exchanges to help investors navigate the retail real estate sector. With changing consumer habits, investors are pivoting towards experience-oriented tenants. Store closures in 2025 present opportunities for investors to reposition assets and capitalize on distressed properties. Rising insurance costs are prompting investors to use 1031 exchanges to move into better insulated assets. Baird advises investors not to fear market volatility, but to leverage tools like 1031 exchanges to reposition assets and stay ahead of the curve.
The Moses firm launches new medical malpractice resources to support Atlanta families. The Moses firm, a leading Atlanta medical malpractice law firm, has launched a new medical malpractice resources page to help families across Georgia better understand their legal rights after medical negligence. The resource hub provides information on how to identify potential malpractice, steps to take after a medical error, and finding the right medical malpractice lawyer in Atlanta. Included are a medical terminology glossary, detailed guides on medical malpractice claims, FAQs about Georgia laws, and information on the Moses firm's track record. The firm aims to empower families with knowledge and support during an overwhelming process. For more information, visit w.mosesfirm.com/medical-malpractice-resources.
Families seek answers after fatal Miami Beach sailboat collision involving youth program. Following the tragic sailboat collision in Biscayne Bay that resulted in the loss of two young lives, families are turning to Schechter, Schaffer, and Harris, LLP, for legal assistance. The incident, which involved a youth sailing vessel and a barge near Monument Island, has sparked concerns about maritime safety and liability. While two children lost their lives and two others remain in critical condition, the firm is offering support to those affected. With a strong background in handling maritime cases, Schechter, Schaffer, and Harris, LLP, is dedicated to helping families navigate the investigation process and understand their legal options. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the U.S. Coast Guard are working together to determine the cause of the collision. Our hearts go out to the families impacted by this tragedy, and we are here to provide guidance during this difficult time.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.